Rosh and Ois Kuptes. Atas v'seisir mashatistayis v'golui. Altemar miro eini. A person shouldn't do something in the case nobody sees it. And he said, listen, nobody sees. You shouldn't do that. This is the Muslim person has to have awareness of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, which should be with him constantly. So Rosh is saying that person, sometimes the person forgets and he says, well, there's nobody here to see. And the Mora says that it's a meeting of Rabbi Yezer, Gadol, he came in and says, you should give us a bracha. And he wrote in, Shatemer Shemaim Aleichem Kamer Basavadam. Says to meet him, said to him, Ad Khan, that the Mer Shemaim should be like Mer Basavadam. He says, Ulavai, Halavai, we tell you, I'll prove it to you. And Rabbi Rivera says, Halavai Shalya Reni Adam. So the person, the nature of the person is Betzim, the person created the Gevaldik Zach of a person called Busha. Busha, the person's embarrassed himself, he's also embarrassed other people. He wants people to perceive them properly at a certain madriga. He wants to perceive this as a good person. He recognizes this is not where he's supposed to be. He recognizes this is not who he is. And he also wants people to know that. He wants to think they are, he is that person he's supposed to be. So Busha is predicated on a person have a recognition of what he should be, and it turns into the fact that he's embarrassed. You know, I think theoretically I should be a better person. Well, I'm not embarrassed. The person has no standards at all. This is so non-embarrassment either. Russians have made a midah of Busha. Busha is a gevaldik zaf because it's an expression of a person recognizing that he's not where he's supposed to be. The challenge is, so it hits home, that nakuda of Busha hits home when somebody else is aware of it. I should have that Busha in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Rosh Hashanah sees that I'm not where I'm supposed to be. The Rosh Hashanah sees that I'm not what I am. So I don't want to be that. That's why I should have the Busha for myself. It's just, I don't want to be that. I should be embarrassed. You say, first, he's embarrassed himself. Right? Usually, the person embarrassed himself only in conjunction with that the people know about it. Right? If nobody around sees me and I do something which is the least, I feel bad. I don't have to meet a Busha. Busha is when that awareness of the presence of somebody hits home. So, year is aware, living with an awareness of a Kaddish Baruch Hu in my life to the point that it controls me. I'm able to refrain from doing something. Year is to hold back. My awareness of Kaddish Baruch Hu is strong enough that I can control myself. So a person could have awareness of Kaddish Baruch Hu, but if it doesn't translate into control, so that's not year yet. The person does have that and he blows it, so he's embarrassed. So Chazal say that the person who has that, the Chazal says that the year should be al panechem, that's Busha. That the year should be affected on the person, it should affect the person, is the midah of Busha. So it's so Yulez Zadot was saying about the Gazach, he's saying that we're not asking to be more than that of a Bas of Adam. The way, the same level of awareness you have when a Bas of Adam is there, that's what we expect to be in the Kaddish Baruch Hu. We don't expect more than that. That's the highest level there is. There's an awareness that I shouldn't be doing what I'm doing, and I'm embarrassed of it. That's all the person needs. Doesn't need more than that. Shulchan Aruch starts Shulchan Aruch with this concept. So it's not extra credit. Right? It's almost a person has to strive for. A person has to strive for that live with that awareness. And there's madrigas, there's certain areas which I'm not so ruggled to do avarice in. I talk only with that awareness. There's avarice which I'm more ruggled to do. And I need a higher madriga of years to stop myself. I have avarice where a person has a greater motivation. So the Gemara says, in the last paragraph of Kedushin, there's a Maroyim, we're about to be nitzel in an avera, and they bedaka called people in. So they realize, even they said that awareness just in the world of a person's mind, sometimes it's not real to the person. I can't count on a mercy, they're about to do it. You don't want to do it, and somebody else, you're going to stop, so stop beforehand. So there's nothing wrong with a person using a tachbula to create that awareness for himself. So we're not holding by that madrega. We're not holding by the madrega of that awareness. so person has to use eitzes. So find eitzes for yourself. Don't wait till you're stuck in a situation. Part of Yerushalayim is don't put yourself in a situation where you're going to mess up. Don't wait. No, I'm not having problems with, you know, speaking Lashon Hara. I'm not going to control myself. Russian doesn't want Lashon Hara. And maybe even though I'm with my friends, I wish Lashon Hara, I don't control myself. No. You know, you're going to have to meet this fellow, so take with him your other chavra who gives you much about Lashon Hara 15 times a day. So maybe you're embarrassed. It's Lashon Hara in front of him. Okay? Yeah, a person's embarrassed. I always spread the shayla, you know, what's better? The Gemara says, Mishnah goes out, you know, the Gemara is addressing the following question. We have the shayla, we were talking about Milchina, so it said you're smoothing during Seder. It happens, right? And the Rebbe walks by. So what's better? You stop talking and go learn or not? What was the shayla? If you stop talking and learning, means ends up going to be afraid of the boss of the dog. Not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't stop talking, you're stumbling with chutzes. Right? So what's better? That was the shadows we had. You know, the Yeshiva Shas Katira, which we had. Better is the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara says, what's an apikurus? What's an apikurus is about to somebody else in front of a Talmud Chacham. Like one shot in the Gemara. Means, it's better if you don't know, you can bounce to somebody in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Talmud Chacham is standing right there and you ignore him. You don't understand the value of Torah. So you can't do an Aveir in front of the Talmud Chacham. You should control it. That was the cheapest that we had in the Maaser. About it, you should stop. Right? So what's the Eitzah? So of course, the Maaser of the Kasha is with the Kasha. In front of the Kasha, you're willing to schmooze half a Seder. But the Rebbe's there, so the Rebbe's there, you know. It's with the Kasha. It's the Yanuf who's more embarrassed from people than from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But if a person uses it as an eitzah, how to solve this problem? He says, the doctor says, you know, I'm going to sit in front of the Rebbe. Spend that Tir Shemai. That's an eitzah, how to create for yourself that awareness. A person who puts his computer in the middle of the dining room, they shouldn't do something wrong with the computer, says, come on a shop. People leave it for his oracle so the computer can be in the Chag Yechad Dorm and you still do anything wrong. Right. That's true. But now that's not the eitzah, so it's Tir Shemai to put it in a place where you're going to help you do the right thing. That is, the Gaon says in one place, it says, Yir Shemayim means finding aces within your reality to do what you have to do. I'm not holding a Madrega that I should be. Yes, one day you'll get to that Madrega. But find the realities, find that. And that's our expression of Yitzhak. So he says, we should work on the Madrega that the awareness of the Bosh of Adam is there. I'm not a big tzaddik, I'll get there. But the goal for ourselves right now is to translate into the Maisa, find aces. A person makes himself, he wants to learn more, so he makes himself a goal. He's going to take a test. A voluntary test. So it forces one of the tests me on this Gemara tomorrow. Okay, so now I'll be a little embarrassed if I don't know it, because I told the guy I'm going to know it tomorrow, so I'm going to pass it over. But there's something wrong with that, that's what the Gemara says. One Ben Zman, I wanted to make sure I talked over the Mesafta. So I asked the Shiva before, can I get a Bechina after the Ben Zman and the Mesafta? Shiva Chaim and Shiva gives it together. How do I find the Chaim? I wanted to cause over in the door. Okay, I'm not going to cause it well. But no, I have a Bechina, then the Ben Zman, and I'm going to cause it over well. He said, fine. So now I had a goal. I had a cause over 90 blot over Ben Zman. 6 blot a day, and that's it. You did it, right? So I had to take a Bechina. I was supposed to do it. I'm walking to Taylor, and then I'm full in front of my day. So how to do it? I can cause a 6 plot a day, Ben Zman. So I couldn't have done it without the Bechina. I could have. But I wasn't going to. So if I said I'm a low life because I used that eight, so no, I think it was a minor, right? So the person makes himself a mechuyev to do something. He makes himself that he's mechuyev to do it. These are eights. That's the rest of my place. He says that our generation doesn't like Shlo Lishma. We like a Lishma only. You know, if it's not Lishma, it's hypocritical and it's the fascination. Because Al said Shlo Lishma is a good idea. It's not Shlo Lishma, but Lishma. Lo Elam Yasekon, the term is Shlo Lishma. From Shlo Lishma, you get the Lishma. It's not Shlo Lishma, that's good enough also. But we said, it's not Shlo Lishma, because of the Rebbe. You don't like it, don't do it at all. We're very worried about being hypocritical, so we don't do it at all. Right? That's the problem. The Chazal said it's a good idea to do Shalom Rishon. It's a very good thing. Make yourself situations where you're happy to do what your Muslims are doing. And that's a good expression of Yerushalayim.